Hallelujah. This is a moment of advancement. You will never go back home dealing with issues as you have dealt with them before. You believe what I'm saying? This camp meeting change your life forever. You're going to handle scriptures different. Scriptures going to handle you different. And life is going to obey you. Because you have authority over life and death. Because of whose you are. Not just because of who you are, but because of whose you are. And when the who and the whose become one, when you and God become one in understanding and wisdom and discernment and faith, when your faith become God's faith, God's faith become your faith, you begin to apostaninsta. Roma hesko nechko na. You begin to have. You begin to handle things different from another realm. From a influence of resurrection power. Begin to flow to you and through you. Life everywhere. Letting every situation and every circumstance be reminded of who you are. Hear yourself saying this, I don't have to take it no more. Woo! I don't have to take it anymore. Take authority. Take charge. Come on, go ahead and do what you're doing so we can go to work. I'm ready to go to work. We're not going to be long tonight. We stayed here all night last night. Yes. That's fine. I receive. Yes. Come on. Functioning, just keep walking. Your functioning will change. You will function at a higher degree in the spirit. Listen to me while you're walking now. There's degrees in the spirit you can function. I heard you singing about suddenly. You can get in a southern zone in the spirit where everything happens suddenly. I believe that the Lord desires for things to happen suddenly. Moving from one dimension to another dimension. If you wait too long, so much of life has passed already. How many of y'all are ready for it now? Know this. Everything can happen now. There's a noun period, a noun season coming in your life. Oh, I'm not going to talk no more of y'all. Y'all ain't. I said there's a noun season. There's a place you can get in the spirit. You live in a now season. Oh, man. There's a now season awaiting you. That every time you move, it be now. What happened, my brothers and sisters, when suddenly and now meet together? Say this with me. May I have a now takeover in my life? Tired waiting, man. Waiting and praying. I'm going to show you something tonight. Praying, I'm going to show you something. We'll stop all this waiting. We're going to stop tonight. We're going to stop all this waiting in your life. Would you be satisfied with that?
Yeah.
Huh? Now tell the truth. Some of y'all know some things y'all been believing for. You've been waiting too long.
Yeah.
Don't take God that long to do nothing. God made the whole world in 6 days. Don't take that long. Don't take that long with all that praying and waiting for God to do something. I'm going to show you how. It's very simple. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What you want to do up in here tonight? What I say about the student? The student determines what the teacher teaches, how deep the teacher teaches, how long the teacher teaches. Sit down, open your Bible to Matthew 6:33. Another five, all right, I receive. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. It's been our theme verse in these nice sections. I think it's a summation of the whole kingdom structure. We should be constantly aware of the kingdom. Okay? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, I took you last night through the treasure, through the animals you have dominion over, through the master, through worry, through your thought life. Another aspect of it in Luke 12 is fear. He said, fear not, love flock, for it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, when he say kingdom, that includes all that God is, all that God has, and all that can do, because the kingdom is a kingdom of glory. Yeah. If you read in the Lord's Prayer, in Matthew chapter 6, he says, first of all, thy kingdom come. Yeah. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Powerful. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How? Children who know how to work and function in the kingdom. And kingdom benefits. And so the kingdom lifestyle becomes a reality. It becomes more real to you than the flesh. More real to you than circumstances and situation. More real to you than people talking to you. All right? More real than governmental action in the world system. What Satan, the kingdom of darkness, is doing. You know you're more powerful than that, because the scripture said he have delivered you from the kingdom of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. I'm in the kingdom now, and the kingdom is in me. Everything that does not want to manifest is in darkness. If you turn the light on, it will manifest. So you have a manifesting light on the inside of you. You heard that? What I said? You have a manifesting light, a manifesting life on the inside of you. God in you, or Christ in you, is manifestation. You read about it. He said, you keep my word and follow my commandment, me and the Father manifest ourselves to you. That's the greatest manifestation. You have now, presently, the greatest manifestation you ever going to receive. When you receive Jesus, when you receive the Holy Ghost, those are the greatest manifestation there is because they control all manifestation. And so when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, I'm going to connect some things for you tonight that will bring a spiritual revolution in how you function in your prayer and how you function in your meditation, how you function in the world. You see, that what you desire, that what you want, that what you need, you already have. When you begin to function from that kingdom perspective, let's look at this. Before I show you this, let me show you that. Because kingdom reality, we must, out of this camp meeting, my sons and I must get you to see you already have what you want. Dimensions. Let's think dimensions. See, the seeing dimension or the physical dimension tell you you don't have it. You can't let what you see override what you know. So when it talk to you and tell you it's absent, you say, no, in the name of Jesus, it's present. It's absent. No, it's present. And the kingdom that you're working in or functioning from is stronger than the kingdom they're talking to you. Kingdom of darkness say, you don't have it. Kingdom of light say, you have it. Who you gonna believe? See, that's where faith step in. To operate in this kingdom, you're going to have to operate in faith and by faith. Faith overturns the verdict. Your body say you're sick, you say you're well. See, you don't keep asking for the same thing. You ask for it, you're listening?
Yes.
You ask for it, you're listening?
Yes.
And put a demand on it.
Yes.
Write that down.
Yes.
You ask for it and put a demand. Don't ask for it no more. Put a demand on it.
Yes.
It's just stubborn.
Yes.
Life gets stubborn sometimes. How many of y'all know that?
Yes.
Situation gets stubborn.
Yes.
But you have to stick to your place. Now you remember Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness?
Right?
Yes. That's the scripture. That's the scripture. And all these things, I told you on the wrong end of the voice. Remember I told you on the wrong end of the voice? You're trying to add on. You know. Now I want to show you something. Luke chapter 17. Verse 20. You've got to catch this. It's because this will reveal the answer and the manifestation to what you've been looking for. Let me say it to you this way. If he told us seek the kingdom, right?
Yes.
Let's hold that scripture right there. He told us seek the kingdom, right?
Yes.
He also told us seek and you'll find.
Yes.
So he didn't mean for you to seek all your life. I hear two sets of words. Write them down. Swift deliverance and swift victory is in his house tonight. Then I see in the spirit. What I say? Walls falling. Walls of contention and wall of containment are falling from around your life now, that you can function free and flow free like you never have done before. Get ready to live a life of suddenly. You got it? Now, I never in my lifetime was able to see this until praying for this meeting. Jesus was trying to tell us something. In other words, now you got to understand, if you keep on seeking and you're not finding, something wrong. It means you're not seeking right. Let me tell you before I go, I'm going to whet your appetite in the spirit of living a life of harmonious condition. Write that down. Number two, agreeable surrounding.
All right. Yes, sir.
And number three, the best of everything. You listen to the rest of this section. Harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. You heard that? Now, if you're not harmonious or in harmony on the inside, there's going to be disharmony on the outside. Your life must be run from the inside. Another voice came out. I hope I can keep it and retain that voice. Another voice come in that is so important, and I may have to go to it before I deal with this. Give me Ephesians 3:16, and we're coming back to this voice. Make me remember what this voice is. Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, here we go now, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. So every time things don't seem like they're working, watch what I'm going to say now. The Spirit of God says you must have an inside workout. You must go on inside, you must go to the inside gym. And you must start picking up inside weight. Until you're satisfied, now I'm ready to go back outside.
Yes.
Let me give you another scripture. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
Yeah.
Now we know where the strength is supposed to be.
Yes,
so when he says this, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Yeah.
We know where that is, right?
Yes,
where is it?
Yes,
on the inside.
Yeah.
The wind blowing, hail falling, all kind of stuff going on outside. I left the outside and I went on the inside, and I told the outside I'll be back. You got to do that. You keep coming outside. You keep peeping to see how things going on the outside. and you keep losing strength because you keep peeping at what the kingdom of darkness is doing. You have to go back inside in the kingdom of light and get enough light and life to come back and tell the outside, I bind you. I break your power. How many see it? Come on now. See, what have happened to you with Christ is an inside job. You are responsible to keep the outside right. And you're not going to be able to do it if you're on the outside. You're a spirit. Your power is in the realm of the spirit, not in the flesh. You see these guys be built up. They've been in the gym. And physically, you can tell they're strong men the way they walk, because sometimes they kind of bound up. They got so much muscle on them, you know what I'm saying? You see them, they're walking. They're walking almost like a robot. But you don't want to deal with them because they'll raise the mom. The mom can raise the guy. Don't think the mom's stuck. The mom can raise. And if the mom ever comes towards you, you're in trouble. That's how strong you have to become on the inside in the spirit to operate and function in this kingdom. You see, the observations must be like Joshua 1:8. You need to connect. Watch me now, because you got to help me. We need to connect Matthew 6:33 with a bunch of scriptures. The reason, put that scripture back as well, forget it. Luke 17:20, I don't want to forget it. But we need to connect. It's a lot of connection we need to make, because impossibilities has approached us too much. I don't want to be friends with impossibilities. Now, impossibilities know who you are. Impossibility keep approaching you on the outside by other people telling you certain things and seeing certain things. It keep approaching you, and the impossibility pull you on the outside where it is. Even though you're throwing a sword and you're saying things, but you're not on the inside where possibility is. So you're letting impossibility talk so loud that it somewhat intimidates your possibility. That are on the inside of you. Bible says, it's not by might. See, it's an inside statement. Nor by power. But it's by what? Said who? Do you believe it? The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom that manifests, that creates, that demonstrates. Oh my, I'm going ahead of myself. Listen. In the kingdom, if you're staying there long enough, you listening back there? You hit what you call a glory zone. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. When you stay in the kingdom and stay there long enough by praying in the spirit, meditating the word, staying, see, meditation is supposed to keep you on the inside. Praying in the spirit keep you on the inside. You hit what you call a glory zone or a glory realm. Okay. Now, I got to get this way, but let me tell you this. When you hit that glory zone, you've been hitting it all the week. When you hit that glory zone, listen, this is the way God created the world. When you hit that glory zone, you make a sound, and what sound you make creates. See, when the spirit moving, whenever there's a strong movement of the spirit, all it need is a sound. The sound of your voice. And you, whoa, my, you ain't gonna be the handle of this. You become a creator like God. What? What he said? You call things that be not as though they were. But you can't call them before the glory come. See, the glory world and your sound and your voice explode in the spirit realm. You start creating, demonstrating, manifesting possibilities. So when we're in service, when the glory come, yeah, shout, dance, but say something. Just say something. I'm healed. I'm rich. I'm blessed. I'm free. I got the victory. You got to say something when the glory comes. The glory will not manifest without your sound. When you sense the Spirit moving, when you sense a strong anointing, stop praying and start saying. Now this is the way this is going to be. And this is the way that's going to be. And my child coming home. And these bills, I'm telling y'all, y'all paid. Just start saying some stuff. Because now you're creating things. You're knocking whoa, let me preach up in here. You're knocking impossibilities out of the way. Everything now become possible. You become God inside minded. You think like a God. You talk like a God. You walk like a God. You create like a God. You make like a God. You say like a God. You sing like a God. You shout like a God. Because it's in there. Greater is he that's in you. So we have to come to grip with who I am and whose I am. And the two must come together, and must know where we develop it. We must know where our development, we must know where, if we want our outside life to be harmonious, your inside life got to be harmonious. You don't, life shouldn't be run from the outside. Pressure from the outside should meet pressure from the inside. So that means nothing on the outside that is contrary to a blessed life can defeat you. Because you have decided you're living on the inside, where the kingdom is, in my spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you just got to stop losing. Now, let me tell you, because when I'm in this zone, there's something about it. When you stop, the only way you're going to stop losing is that you start using. You need to stay high. You need to be tripping all the time. Just tripping, man. God can do this. If God said that, I believe it. You're tripping. You lost some religious folk. You know, yeah, God, but God said I could have this. God said I can do this. You just talking about what God said. God said, what? Who said that? Who believed me like that? See, don't go by your feeling. Go by your faith. And your faith will change your feeling. See, we try to be so much in the spirit without thought. Without thinking. But the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How you think? I read a book. It said, think big. You know. God say, she didn't ask for enough. She asked for a dress for the banquet. I'm going to give her a whole new wardrobe. Now, notice the connection here, because where I want to bring you tonight, I might get you there tomorrow night, I feel the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all feel the Holy Ghost? I sense right now. I said, I'm going to see if I can get an agreement. See, John said I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I sense right now change have taken place in my life. How many of y'all? See, because I sense the Holy Spirit, he's trying to take us somewhere. It's dimensions and dominion. Write that down. Dimensions and dominion in the spirit on behalf of heaven. We are down here working on behalf of heaven. So we have to have heavenly manifestation for a outsider to believe us who we are. We try to talk to people with just our mouth. You got to talk to people with your life. You got to talk to people. You got to talk to people with reward. You got to talk to people with results. And rewards and results. Listen, you listen. Come from a renewed kingdom mind. I think like God. And so I begin to walk. Let me go on a little trip here to tell you. I begin to walk in my I am-ness. I'm already that. What I asked for, I just got to give it a little time. It's going to manifest. See, religion, I think one of the sons said, religion, we've been going through about 18,000 years of religion. It just put a mindset on us that we just singing. Singing, getting
come on, Apostle.
Man, we got to show up.
Yeah.
Man, you got to be bad when you leave here. You can't need to be bad up in here. You got to be bad in the shopping center. Give me that. God, take that. Gotta be bad. God happy. I mean, if you read the Bible, man, in Jeremiah 33:9, God gets so happy. God gets so much joy and praise and honor when one of his children believe him. And not going to listen to the religious stuff.
Right, right.
And these people are always potting about, you got too much. Just pay them no mind. God said, listen to me.
Yeah.
Look this way. Stop looking in the wrong mirror.
Yeah.
Now, sit down. Yeah, sit down. How? See, we're talking about the realities of the kingdom. When you leave here, Darrell, this week, I know you have good teachers. I know you've been many places. But apostolically, there are going to be a reality functioning in you, which is the kingdom of God. And you are not going to accept no to your rights. The community where you live don't mean nothing. I don't care if you live across the track, on the track, behind the track, under the track. With this stuff, it brings you from under the track, from across the track, out of the track, up the track, because it's miracle working power that is on the inside of me. Say it. That's miracle. Say it like I said. There's miracle working power on the inside of me. You got to say it with some emotion. You got words. You can't just talk words. You watch it. I got miracle working power on the inside of me. Man, when you say it like, man, the devil believe me. Devil say, I believe him. When you say it like that, say, y'all say, Lord, I want you to help me. No, the devil don't believe that. You got to say it with confidence. When you say it with confidence, the devil say, I believe him. You know what the Bible said, the devil believe. Huh? I got a revelation. God just gave me a revelation on that. Say, even the devil believe? The devil believe what you say when you say it in faith and in power. That's what he believes. I believe I better leave him alone. I believe I got to find me a weaker punk to punk out. This man is talking from the inside with power, vigor, faith, anointing, truth, revelation. Nobody in this room, balcony and all, you'll never be stalled another day in your life. Your life, oh my God, your life will never be stalled on manifestation another day in your life, because you know you have the divine ability to call things that be not. as though they were, watch me now, and every time they'll answer. Listen, sis, there's nothing in this room impossible with God. Now, we talk about it, but right now we're going to live it. See, the Spirit of God. This kingdom in you is designed to function in God's possibility. There's an infinite God on the inside of you that is unlimited. The lagering that has been in your life is over. Every blessing that you desire is in the present tense. Now you don't have to believe if you don't want, but that's the type of anointing in here right now. I said that's the type of anointing in here right now. I said that's the type of anointing that is in here right now. I said that's the type of anointing that is in here right now. I say that is the type of anointing that is in here right now. You leave here this week aware of the ability that I can make everything in this book happen. Listen, God is the author of this book. And if this book is not connected to the kingdom, see, you read scripture, but if you don't connect those scriptures to the kingdom, you just connected them to the church and to Christianity until you're born again and that you're filled with the Spirit, you'll get some result. But if you want total results, the total result is dumping everything into the kingdom. Jesus started his ministry preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He ended up teaching 40 days things pertaining to the kingdom. You see? So the combination of the kingdom and righteousness mix. Kingdom plus righteousness means manifestation. Position to receive what already have been placed in your name. Everything? Oh, my. Not, well, let's read the scripture. Sit down again. I feel my Cheerios tonight. Boy, the next 15 minutes, anything could happen up in here. I've been here before. I had a visitation like this before. I know what this is. It's a setup. It got some Samsons up in here. About to come alive. You want me to tell you what I hear, what I'm hearing? Many, many, many giants are packing their bags. They recognize this thing is about to be over, man. Stop him. Don't let him teach no more like this. Don't let them boys teach no more like this. Yeah. Those giants that have been holding you back, yes, I see in the spirit. See, I see two words all the time. Yes. I see them packing their bag. Yes. Why? Some David's about to rise up in here. Some slingshot with the Holy Ghost on it about to rise up in here. I got to find me somebody who didn't come to this camp meeting so I can torment them. Because all these people, David, they got a slingshot and they believe God can handle anything. They're not trusting themselves. They're not trusting the slingshot. They're trusting God. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God all strong and almighty. I saw in the spirit, you getting so strong in the spirit, you say to your problem, shoot. Y'all know something about that? Like you're talking to a little cat or a little dog or something. Shoot. And it left. I saw that in the spirit. You can get strong on the inside. You can get strong on the inside. Even shoot coming from the inside of you. We'll scare the hell out the devil. Shoot. He know you know. He know who you are. He know you've been resurrected from the dead. He know you're seated at the right hand of God with Jesus. He know you know. He know you got power he can't stop. That's why I don't talk about him to him. Every time I talk about him, I'm shooing him. I'm putting my foot on him or something. When the devil attack you, he got a mental case. He lost his mind. He got his direction mixed up. He stopped at the wrong place, and then you rise up. He attack you, and then you rise up. He said, oh, Jesus, look at this woman. Look at this man. You got to see yourself like that. Now, let me give you this. Let me give you this. You've been looking in the wrong place. You've been looking at much praying, which is nothing wrong with that. Much scripture reading, which is nothing wrong with that. But all of them point you to a pivotal point. When Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Here's what he was saying when he says, seek ye the kingdom of God. In Luke 17:20, that's what he said. Neither shall they say, lo here. No, go back. Neither shall they say, lo here. Sit down. Y'all get back up in about 5-10 minutes. If you can last that long. Philip really don't want to sit down. I can see that right now. He begged me. I'll sit. You're my daddy. I'll sit, but I sure don't feel like sitting. I understand, man. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Seek ye the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So now you know where.
Yeah.
Because if you keep looking at the situation and you keep looking at your mistakes, your shortcomings, you're looking on the outside, he's going to defeat you. Now I'm hearing something now. The Holy Spirit got to help me. I'm hearing something now. You don't have no sin in you. Y'all ain't heard that. You don't have no sickness on the inside of you. You don't have no lack in you. So go in there where it is. Come back out and make an announcement. Are you seeing what I'm saying? You're not broke on the inside. You're not sick on the inside. You're not dying on the inside. You're not losing on the inside. But you keep coming outside. I'm strong in my inner man because my inner man lives in a kingdom where I rule and reign and govern everything around me. Because on Sunday, I am an ambassador of Christ. I'm not from here. But I was sent here to run here. Wherever I go, I make a difference. When I walk in the room, every knee must bow. And every tongue must confess that the Lord sent me. I represent a king. Therefore, I'm a king. And so royalty follow me wherever I go. I supposed to have the best. I supposed to drive the best. I supposed to live in the best. I supposed to eat the best. I supposed to have the best. It's mine. It's mine now. Not tomorrow, but right now. Suddenly, the wind start blowing. Things start changing. Get out of bachata. I start playing from another country. My son, my middle son, watched me preach like this one time. He said, "Dad, I didn't even know who you were." There's a place in the inside, nobody know who you are. Every now and then you got to let it rise up. Let them know you're from another country. You're operating with another power. Every now and then, you got to come from the inside and start talking on the outside. Everything will obey you. Oh, man, I ain't going nowhere. So, put that scripture back up. Because neither shall they say, "Lo here," or "Lo there." But behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Go to the next verse. Go back to the 19th verse. Let me see something. I'm looking for something. Because I got to get this point across before I show them the last thing I'm going to show them tonight. Let me look at myself here. But I want to see something. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Don't miss this. I'm about to show you something. Don't miss this. Go to the 20th verse. 20th verse. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, now Pharisees bespeak something is a whole lot of religious stuff.
Yeah.
Now, sadly to say, to a high percentage, that's where we've been.
Yeah.
When the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said unto them, and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation."
Come on.
So when you're seeking the kingdom, you're not seeking outside observation. So when you get lost, for lack of a better word, in the spirit, you can't see problem. Jesus, what I say?
Jesus
is calling you to get lost in the kingdom.
Yeah.
On the inside. Your blood pressure went up because you came on the outside and looked at that situation without the kingdom permission.
Yeah.
Your life changed tonight.
Yes,
see, you see it from another perspective. The reality of the kingdom is on the inside. It starts functioning on the inside of you. You want to stay inside and come on the outside as a king. If you don't feel your kingship, don't come out. See, when I pray in tongues till I become a king. You don't think I'm going to come out here and face all you people and thousands on the internet as a regular man, do you? You think I'm crazy? I'll face y'all from the inside. Why you think no jackass act up my meeting? Why you think the jack don't come here? Come on, I got a word. I got a word for you. Set your tail out. Jump up when the sun's going on. Why you think people don't act up in my camp meeting and stuff? Huh? Because I get just as crazy as they get. I lose it. You come here, you got peace, right? That point inside, you might want to do something, but they're scared. Somebody got to control the movement of the spirit. Because God, people come here to receive. Come on, y'all shout. Listen. I'm going to tie in 3 or 4 scriptures in my closing. Listen to this. For the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Number one, observation. That's a word you need to look. You see, what you're looking at is not the kingdom. When it's not agreeing with the abundant life. When it's not agreeing with the good life, what you're looking at is not from the kingdom. Stop looking at it. It don't come by natural observation. So your life seems like it's not going right. Don't keep looking at it. How many got help? So does what? All right. Where did pressure come from? Where did problem come from? When you get down, you know, and seem like you're not gonna make way, come from? Peeky boo. You out there peeping. You're a peeping Tom and you're getting raped. You're out there and you're getting raped. The enemy raping you because you don't keep your clothes on. You come out there with your naked self trying to handle something without the power of God. Come out the word of the Lord and say, yeah. Devil say, I know what you're talking about, but you ain't got it. You quote. Search the scripture, for in them you think you have life, but they testify of me. Yes, you got to come out there with Jesus. Yes. And the word became flesh. Yes. When you speak the word, you got to expect the word to become flesh. Yes. Deal with it. Deal with what's on the inside of me. Deal with this pressure. Yes. Deal with this problem. Yes. Every time you speak the word is supposed to become flesh. Yeah. Now, how it become flesh? Because it's spirit and life. Yeah. Spirit and life take over the flesh. Yes, sir. You the flesh, the word is spirit and life. Yeah. It became flesh. Yeah. But it become, when you speak it, you are speaking spirit. Yeah. Look at somebody and tell them, I am a speaking spirit. I'm going to stop just speaking in the flesh. I'm going to speak out of my spirit. I got a brand new life tonight. Y'all girls who won't get married. You girls. I know some. I look at some of you girls, nice looking girls, these stupid men. Just tell God, God, I want a real man. That's a wrap. He going to send you a real man. That. Now, you can't be looking at how he's looking all that. You act for a real man. Because most of these guys look real good. They're not real. They're a look-a-loo man. You want a man who's going to be a man that you can lay your head on his shoulder and know everything all right. Man that's going to take care of you. Man don't just want you for sex. A man that's going to love you even when you're not in the bed. I don't know how I got over that, man. I was trying to keep, man, I don't know what's going on up in there, man. Well, then the Lord said to me, didn't you tell everybody they're going to leave you with the answer? Yeah. That's what he said to me just now. Yes, sir. That's why I got you talking about this. Yes, sir. Some of these girls need an answer. Yes, sir. Come on, pass up. Wow. Wake up in the morning. As soon as you open your eyes, say, praise God, I got my real man. Praise God, I got my real man. I'm not talking to you fellas. I'm just helping the girls tonight. Maybe I'll get y'all one night. Y'all suffer a while. I'm trying to help my daughters right now. Come on, let me finish. You getting this?
Yes, sir.
I never saw a servant to stand up the whole service.
Yeah. That's
awesome. You call that expectation.
Yeah.
Expectation is an invitation to a visitation.
Come on, Apostle.
10 more minutes, we're going to get a visitation. We're going to cut up in here in 10 more minutes. Get ready. Take your shoes off, whatever you got. We're going to cut up in here because there's going to be a flow hit this place in the next 10 minutes that a natural man can't handle. I said, I tell you! What that mean? Everybody in here from every opposition, when I prayed in tongues just now, I heard the word turned loose. Turned loose suddenly. Whatever you've been dealing with just got jacked down. Whatever jacked you up just got jacked down by the power of God. Listen, I hear the Spirit of God says, this is a master moment in your life. Write that down. This is a master. You've come upon a master moment. You've been looking for it. Here it is. This is a master moment in your life that you now going to function and operate in your mastery. I'm the master of this situation. In the name of Jesus. You sense it? You sense it? We have a visitation. You can't preach like this and the Holy Ghost don't manifest. The Holy Ghost loved this. And now he's working row by row, person by person. Situation by situation, request by request, desire by desire. He's working. He's turning the table right now. The Holy Ghost is. So Jesus says in the 21st verse now, neither shall I say, lo here, lo there. Stop looking. You already got it with you. For behold, the kingdom, God's ways of doing things, God government, God reigning power, God himself is within you. Therefore, that make me a kingdom carrier. Everywhere I go, the kingdom goes. But there's another thing about that. Everywhere the kingdom goes, I can go. Remember, this is a supernatural kingdom. That's on the inside of you. Filled with miracles, signs, and wonders, and answers. All right? Now, let me describe something to you, and I'm going to close. Let me describe something to you. The reason that the scriptures have not worked for us as they should, we try to work them from a church standpoint only. And we have not functioned from the ideal or the precept or the concept or the truth that everything I need is already in me. Everything I desire is already in me. Every victory is already in me. I don't need no PhD. I got the kingdom in me. The kingdom is greater than Harvard. What is Harvard University? The kingdom greater. Sometimes the less you know intellectual, the better you are spiritually. I ain't saying be no dummy. I do a lot of reading, but man, sometimes that intellectual mind mess you up. It's trying to figure things out. Now, this truth I close with. In order to function in scriptures and function in the promises of God with divine results every time, it has to be an inside job. We understand it right. The kingdom of God is within you. So stop looking. When he says seek, he said don't look here, don't look there. Go here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Go here. Don't go to that person you know.
Come on.
Because they got just as much problem you got. And sometimes they pray for you and make things worse.
Yeah.
See, when my people come in the challenge, I don't let a whole lot of people pray.
Yeah.
I don't even tell them.
Yeah.
I go myself.
Yeah.
Or I send somebody, I put my hand on somebody and send them.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I don't believe in group praying until I call it.
Because
I got to know who in the group.
Yeah.
Somebody in the group might not like me.
Yes, sir.
They're smarter on the outside and killing me on the inside. You know?
Yes, sir.
Now listen. Here's a kingdom secret. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And I want to make some bold statement to you. You already have the victory. It's already yours. It's been there all the time. You've got to get it a functioning. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with spiritual blessing. You go in the inside where all the spiritual blessings are and call them to manifest on the outside. It's already done. You're already healed. You're already rich. You're already blessed. You're already married. It's already. I got this already. I got this now. Satan can't hold me back. I'm stronger than him. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion. Power of the enemy. Unless you come out undressed. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Gather yourself up so you can hold up the equipment with the girdle of truth. Huh? Put out the shield of faith that you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the sword of the spirit and cut your way through. Come on, cut. Woo! Cut your way through. Every lie the devil have told you, every temptation the devil has brought, every habit the devil has brought up you, cut your way through. I'm going to abundance. I'm going to the good life. I'm cutting my way through. My house paid for, I'm cutting my way through. My car's paid for, I'm cutting my way through. I'm living a good life. I don't have no want. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm taking the sword of the spirit and I'm cutting my way through. The handle, the handle, the handle of the sword of the Spirit is in the kingdom. It's on the inside of you. You can't handle the sword from the outside. You can't handle the sword by quoting scripture. You can't handle the sword by making just confession. The sword has to be tapped and run from the inside. Greater is he that is in me than Christ in me, the hope of glory. That sword hammers on the inside. You come out in the spirit, cut it. Yet lullabashaka. Top topo. Somebody just went down. Shatada. Demon power. When you come from the inside, that's why it's good to pray in the Holy Ghost. Head rapasakatsak. Shapasak. I'm making something now. Rabasaya. Oh, I'm arakosihe. Aplacho yeshakata. I'm making something now from the inside. Hebarabasata. I'm speaking in the spirit. Hatarasata. I'm forming something from the inside. Horaba, my victory. There's my victory. Halalabasatata. There's my prosperity. Halalabasa. There's my wealth. Halalabasata. There's my healing, my health. Hasomasata. Hashomasapa. Hasapa. I'm making something. Now. Don't y'all tear this place up now, but tell you something. We got to help you. We got two more services. Don't tear it up. Tear it up Friday night. We got enough money to get it straight. Now, every day of your life, from this day forward, are going to be Ephesians 3:20 days. That's why I was walking you to see the connection between the scriptures and the kingdom. We'll talk about the keys before you leave. We'll talk about the mysteries before you leave. But right now, tonight, we germinated on the inside of you that every day in your life from this day forward going to be Ephesians 3:20. Now, when? Now, there are two verses you got to connect here. Oh, man, I feel like teaching you now. There's two verses got a hold of me. Hebrews 11 and 1. Yeah. Hebrews 11 and 6. Yeah. And Ephesians 3:20. Yeah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Yeah. And the everything of things not seen. Yeah. Right? Yeah. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Whoa, hold up. Don't stop there. Yeah, yield. Don't stop that. Hold my mule. No, don't stop that. But our faith is impossible. Please, God, here, come to God, but believe that he is. Here come Ephesians. Here come Matthew 6:33 again. I didn't know it was that. I saw it one time. I let it slip. It come back tonight. He is a rewarder. Him that did it to seek him. Where do I seek him at? That is champ. Stand there like a frog on a log, like you stuck. Now listen, God has spoken to you. You better shout up in here. Shout! Your life is changed forever. Somebody didn't hear what I say. Because some people not shouting. I don't know what the matter with it. Somebody didn't hear what I say. The Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Came into this meeting tonight. And he walked us from one dimension to another one. From one dominion to another one. He have locked scriptures together. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Why don't I have it? Well, he said, come on the inside. But then the Holy Ghost had the audacity to say, from this day forward, every day in your life will be an Ephesians 3:20 life. Go ahead. Here's a benediction. We'll see you tomorrow morning. You know what time the door open now. You ought to know. Here's a benediction. You ready for it?
Yes.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think,
according
to the power
that
worketh
in me.
Through grace,
peace,
and faith,
I'll live this
every day of my life.
In
Jesus'
name,
amen. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.